640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. The world's number one golfer, Scottie Scheffler, handcuffed and arrested in Louisville.
Right now, he's going to jail. He's going to jail.
Police say the Masters champ has been booked on a felony charge after refusing orders to stop his car near the PGA Championship in Valhalla. CBS's Jim Crisula.
The incident happened when Scottie Scheffler apparently ignored police and drove around a blockade. As they investigated a fatality involving a pedestrian outside the Valhalla Golf Club in Louisville, Kentucky, Scheffler faces several charges, including second-degree assault of a police officer. He arrived at the golf course after being booked by Louisville police.
Scheffler's since been released. He is back on the course for second round play, which was delayed by the incident. Scheffler due to tee off next hour. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
WAUK News is sponsored by Horizons Law Group, where they educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best. Horizonslaw.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The tree-killing emerald ash borer is confirmed in all but one of Wisconsin's counties. Burnett County is the only county where the pest hasn't been found. State wildlife officials say it's not too late to save Wisconsin's ash trees. Landowners should avoid moving infested firewood and burnwood only from the local area. Vice President Kamala Harris in Milwaukee Thursday, touting the Biden administration's economic record to black voters.
We don't lack for talent. We don't lack for skills. We don't lack for good ideas and innovative thought. But there are those who, with all of that, lack for access.
Harris points to better access to housing, job creation, small business investment, and forgiving student loans and medical debt. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The wife of the man shot and killed by Waukesha police last month has filed a lawsuit. Cher Milkovich is suing Waukesha Police Chief Dan Thompson and the four officers involved in the death of her husband. The lawsuit alleges that the officers' use of deadly force in the death of 50-year-old Christopher Milkovich was excessive, and claims an eyewitness reported that the officers didn't render aid after shooting him. She's seeking compensation and a trial by jury. The chief says the officers did nothing wrong. Those living at the park and ride lots can stay there for now. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has decided to extend the deadline for campers to move out of three park and ride lots on the south side of Milwaukee. Some of the campers have been on site for about a year. There are still about 50 people at the Holt and College Avenue lots. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
The Brewers head to Houston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers are in Houston to open a three-game weekend series against the Astros. Last night, thunderstorms with winds up to 75 miles per hour and heavy rains left four dead and over 1 million without power in Houston and a leaky roof at Minute Maid Park. The Astros managed to win 8-1 over the A's. Manager Pat Murphy was asked if the Brewers' bullpen showed any improvement during their most recent homestand.
You know, I think Piamp showed some signs. Koenig continues to be another unknown that nobody knew about that's throwing the ball great. Yeah, I was happy for White there at the end, too. Don't know much about him, and you know, it looks like possibility of him helping us. So.
NFL fans and vendors now making plans around the Packers' game schedule for the fall. Five games in prime time, including Thanksgiving. Next week, the players report for OTAs, organized team activity practices in Green Bay. Six of the Packers' draft picks were signed this week. Three more left to go. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WAUK Weather is sponsored by Planet X in Brookfield. Stocked with the freshest cigars at the best prices, 173rd and West Blue Mound Road.
We are heading into an absolutely fantastic weekend today. Mostly sunny. We'll get to 68 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 49. Tomorrow, sunny 72 on Sunday. More sunshine with a high once again right around 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Introducing Brookfield's newest cigar and vape shop, Planet X. They have endless options with their wide variety of products. Experience luxury in their expansive cigar room, stocked with only the freshest cigars. And the best part? Planet X offers the cheapest prices in Brookfield. Open to serve you Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. until midnight, and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Come in today for cigars, vapes, and much more at Planet X.
50% of marriages end in divorce. Many of you listening may need our services. I'm Michelle Fitzgerald, founder of Horizons Law Group in Brookfield. Every divorce is different, so we offer a range of options, including flat fee, limited scope, mediation, and traditional divorce services. Don't go it alone. Educate yourself. Call Horizons Law Group, 262-432-3600, or visit horizonslaw.com. Horizons Law Group, where we educate, collaborate, mediate, or litigate to serve you best.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we recombobulate with Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area in hour number two, Zombie Cicadas, coming to a neighborhood near you. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for Up North News Radio.
The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, Calvin, I watched this interview last night. You are a very young guy. I don't know if you remember Senator Mitt Romney.
Oh, I'm familiar. Him running for president was one of the first times I was aware of politics.
Really?
Yeah, it happened when I was a sophomore.
6 years old?
No, I was like 15.
Okay. So Mitt Romney, who is really anti-Trump, you know, he's not a guy who believes in Donald Trump. But I'm watching this interview with him the other day on MSNBC. And he brought up this wacko idea. And it sounds wacko to me, you know, it's probably not wacko to those who support Donald Trump. And it may be wacko, may not be wacko to you in the listening audience. But he said that Joe Biden should have pardoned Donald Trump. Did you hear that?
I had not heard that. That surprises me.
He said that Joe Biden should have pardoned Donald Trump and never allowed this trial, this hush money trial, to go on. If Biden would have been smart, he would have pardoned Donald Trump and not allowed this, you know, trial to go on. And at the root of it is because it's angered so many of the Trump supporters. This is what Mitt Romney was saying, and that by Joe Biden allowing this to go forward, we're going to get into how crazy this is. It's made it, you know, it's amped up the MAGA supporters, because, you know, they believe that Donald Trump is being mistreated. Senator, and this is in today's USA Today, Senator Mitt Romney, a vocal critic of Donald Trump, argued that President Joe Biden should have pardoned Trump on his federal charges and kept the Manhattan hush money case from moving forward. And this was in a new interview. In an interview with MSNBC's The 11th Hour Wednesday, Romney said if he had been Biden, he would have immediately pardoned Trump when the Justice Department brought forth its criminal indictments against the former president. Trump is facing two federal cases for allegedly mishandling classified documents and trying to overturn the 2020 election. I'd have pardoned President Trump. Why? Well, because it makes me President Biden, the big guy, the person I pardon, a little guy, he said. What?
You know, this is 3 years ago almost at this point. I had this idea. There was a time where I would have agreed with Mitt Romney, where optically I think Biden doing that would have made sense. But knowing what we know now and all the charges that have been brought against him, it's nonsense.
Yeah, it's clearly nonsense. Here's the part of this that I'm never going to understand. And I know, you know, I know the people who love Donald Trump. And, you know, they're just going to follow him off a cliff. If that's what it takes, they're going to follow him off a cliff. But, man, a guy who breaks the law, you might as well say that then for everybody who breaks the law. You know, I mean, I think to make one person special and above the law is ridiculous to me, even if it is Donald Trump. And even if it is the fact that he's got, you know, an army of people who support him, just because he's got an army of people who support him doesn't mean that the laws that he broke, he should get a pass on. I mean, to me, that's crazy thinking. 844-967-2789. That's absolutely crazy thinking. Well, and I guess at the root of it is, well, you wouldn't have irritated the throngs of people who support him if you, you know, pardon him. Now, that's number one. That's what Mitt Romney says. But, you know, Joe Biden is the president of the United States, and he has no jurisdiction over the state laws that were broken. Donald Trump is not being tried on a state level. I mean, on a federal level. He's being tried on a state level. 844-967-2789 is the number. Trump is also facing a case in Georgia for allegedly trying to overturn the 2020 election, and one in New York for allegedly falsifying business records to cover up hush money payments. So let me ask you, for those who think that this would have been the proper way to handle it, on all these 91 different cases that he's up against, should they just pardon him for all of those because the throngs of people who support him don't think this is the right thing to do? Let's go to Don from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Don. How you doing?
Pretty good, Earl. Yeah, quick comment. You know why this Romney says this? Because he's afraid. They want to keep the public. They don't want that. They know what a slime ball that this orange turd is, and all the crimes. This way, this exposed to the people, and he's afraid the Republican Party is going to get a kick in the rear end at election time. That's my comment.
Hey, Don, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. You know, at the root of it is right and wrong. It's as simple as that. You know, right and wrong. So Donald Trump committed these crimes. There's no question about it. They're not even arguing about whether or not he committed these things. What they're saying is because he's got throngs of people who support him, and they're afraid of what those people are going to do or say. You know, that's why they think he should be pardoned. And by that standard, why do we even have laws? Well, yeah, well, you know, you're going to make his people angry. Who gives a rip? You know, there are a lot of people lined up right now wearing, you know, Donald Trump red ties, many conservative politricksters, who want to be Donald Trump's vice president. And they're all, you know, there. And they're all out mugging for cameras. And they're saying, poor Donald Trump, he's being persecuted. Do you have any idea of to say that Donald Trump is being persecuted? There's so many people who have been persecuted in this country, who continue to be persecuted in this country, and to use that verbiage for Donald Trump is, you know, I think people apparently don't understand what persecution stands for, the definition of it. No way is Donald Trump being persecuted. Donald Trump has been able to mobilize people, unlike probably many people, publicly in this nation's history. And they're going to follow him. It doesn't matter. They're going to continue to follow him. Even if he loses, they're going to follow him. How do we improve our nation? By acquiescing to things that aren't right. I don't know how that's even possible. But we're on the precipice of that. Acquiescing to people who are angry because the person, their guy, is being exposed for what people have always known he was from the beginning. That's not persecution. When you commit the crimes and you break the law, that's not being persecuted. If you didn't commit a crime and you are being charged with a crime that you didn't commit, that now you're being persecuted. Maybe, you know, the definition of the word persecution has been changed and swapped out, you know, just like, you know, the verbiage of woke. You know, they changed the definition of those words. But Donald Trump clearly is not being persecuted. 844-967-2789. And Mitt Romney is 100% in error. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
The Shaw, WAUK.
If college isn't the future for you, then why not consider building your career in the skilled trades and become a union carpenter apprentice? You can earn great pay, have great benefits, and have a secure future all without the college debt. You'll receive free training on and off the job site, and you'll be helping to build your community. To learn more, visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form for more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Looking for convenient and comfortable chiropractic care? Dr. Crebo of Complete Core Mobile Chiropractic offers top-notch care with free video consultation to explore what options work best for your pain management. It's only $75 for your first appointment, and you can enjoy the comfort and convenience of personalized visits designed to fit your busy lifestyle no matter where you are. Forget the hassle and have your chiropractor come to you. Call 262-398-3709. Or visit CompleteCoreChiropractic.com.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. On this date, 70 years ago, the Supreme Court decision outlawing segregation in public schools was rendered. On May 17th, 1954, the United States Supreme Court issued its landmark Brown versus the Board of Education of Topeka ruling, which declared that racially segregated public schools were inherently unequal. And, you know, let me give you a little background on why, you know, my life and my generation was impacted by that decision. I went to a segregated grade school. I lived in a segregated community, as so many of us did back in those days. And you know, it was an all-black school. Everybody in the school was black. The teachers, the principal, everybody. I lived in a basically segregated community in Milwaukee, not in the South, in the North. And so, you know, I didn't know any different, as I'm sure many who lived on the other side of that coin, who lived in all white communities and had all white schools. And so that was not a good thing. And so because they were separate, but unequal, the educational systems were. And the United States Supreme Court rendered a decision. At that point in time, all the justices were white men who, when they made this decision, were met with fallout. It took a lot of courage for those justices. And let me give you their names: Felix Frankfurter, Hugo Black, Chief Justice Earl Warren, Justices Stanley Reed, William O. Douglas, Justice Tom Clark, Robert H. Jackson, Harold H. Burton, and Sherman Milton made a landmark decision that shook the foundation of the educational systems in the United States and forever changed the trajectory of our nation and the educational system. So, again, as a young boy, I was, you know, locked into, like many others, a reality that only included people of color. In 1968, I believe it was, you know, a decision was rendered that opened up, you know, opportunities for segregated schooling, especially in the city of Milwaukee and in urban centers across the nation, to change. And so I went from an all-black reality from kindergarten through sixth grade. By the time the seventh grade rolled around for me, I went to a 99% white school and white reality. Now, try to envision that. Everything was all black for me from kindergarten through sixth grade. And just from June, when we graduated grade school, to now September, my whole reality changed because open housing changed in the city of Milwaukee, and my father was able to move us into a different community, a different reality. And so I wound up going to a 99% white school. One of a few blacks who at that point in time got to see a different segment of the world, a different segment of society. And let me tell you why that was important to me in my life and my development as a human being. Not just development as a black young boy, but my development as a human being. I got to see a different side of life that those before me never got a chance to see. The high school I graduated from, 96% white and Jewish. A black kid from an all-black reality, now who was put into a completely different segment and a different reality. 844-967-2789 is the number. I'm going to continue this conversation on the other side because it coincides again with Brown versus the Board of Education and where we are today, 70 years later. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
This is the Shaw, WAUK.
This report is sponsored by the Delafield Brew House, just east of Highway 83 and I-94. Save 30% on our Big Deal page at waukradio.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans gathering in Appleton for the state party convention this weekend. State Chair Brian Schimming says the GOP has a chance to win over some traditional Democratic voters.
They have slipped with Latino voters, African-American voters, younger voters, women voters. Every poll you see, it consistently shows those 4 points.
Schimming speaking with Wisconsin Eye. 9 people and 2 organizations are the Governor's Service Awards winners. They were honored at a ceremony this week. The awards honor outstanding Wisconsin volunteers, AmeriCorps members and volunteers, and national service organizations that address serious social needs in Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. As a trial nears for a Brookfield man accused of punching another man because of his tattoos, a judge is deciding what evidence will be admitted. 64-year-old Kevin Seamer is charged with felony murder and aggravated battery after police say he punched Josh Davies outside of a bar. Davies hit his head and died a month later. Prosecutors yesterday sought to introduce evidence of 2 prior altercations to demonstrate Seamer's anger management issues. Seamer's pleaded not guilty. After a 4-year wait, one of the oldest playgrounds in the Milwaukee County Park System is finally getting an upgrade. The county board has allocated funds for the new playground at Airport Park in the budget. UrbanMilwaukee.com reports the project was delayed due to COVID-19 and involvement from the FAA due to the proximity to the airport. The updated playground will feature aviation-themed design elements. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WAUK News.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Netflix has announced a new Kathryn Bigelow project at the Upfronts in New York on Wednesday. The 72-year-old award-winning Bigelow has directed thrillers Zero Dark Thirty and The Hurt Locker, but she has not directed a film since 2017's Detroit. The project is still currently untitled. Sticking with Netflix news, it's official. There will be a sequel. Happy Gilmore 2 is a go. The network used the Upfronts for this announcement as well. The news comes after months of speculation and rumors and hints dropped by various Happy Gilmore 1 cast members. Unfortunately, it will not star Adam Sandler. Ah, just kidding. The first film was released in 1996 and followed Sandler's character, a hockey player with anger issues who turns to golf. Chris McDonald is expected to return as golfer Shooter McGavin. This will be Sandler's 9th project with the streaming service. Here's hoping there will never be a sequel to Uncut Gems. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather brought to you by Mosquito Joe of Waukesha. For a SWAT-free summer, call 262-232-7570.
We are heading into an absolutely fantastic weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 68 this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 49. Tomorrow, sunny 72 on Sunday. More sunshine. With a high once again right around 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for $1 off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print 1 or 2 out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
What's bugging you?
A family picnic in our own backyard sounded like a great idea, but no.
They know what's bugging you, and Mosquito Joe's Mosquito and Tick Service can fix it. Call Mosquito Joe of Waukesha County. They'll give your yard an effective treatment that starts working immediately to eliminate those pests. Mosquito Joe, making outside fun again. Call Mosquito Joe today, 262-232-7570.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by writer, director, actor Bruce Jarko, and Terry Barr from Max Inc. joins the show live from the Willie Nelson concert to give us a preview of what's live in the lair on Saturday night.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Mm-hmm.
Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. 70 years ago today, Brown versus the Board of Education decision was rendered by the United States Supreme Court. And so, you know, Brown versus the Board of Education of Topeka was a landmark 1954 Supreme Court case in which the justices ruled unanimously that racial segregation of children in public schools was unconstitutional. Brown versus the Board of Education was one of the cornerstones of the civil rights movement and helped establish the precedent that separate but equal education and other services were not, in fact, equal at all. One more paragraph before I go to the phone lines. This is important. Separate but equal doctrine. In 1896, Supreme Court ruled in Plessy versus Ferguson that racially segregated public facilities were legal so long as the facilities of black people and whites were equal. The ruling constitutionally sanctioned laws barring African Americans from sharing the same buses, schools, and other public facilities as whites, known as Jim Crow laws, and established a separate but equal doctrine that would stand for the next six decades. Now, one of the reasons that I'm, you know, it's out here and it's 70 years later, but I would say that segregated schools, public schools, exist today. Clearly in Milwaukee public schools and other urban schools across this nation, these schools are segregated. Let's go to Cassandra in Madison. Good morning, Chief Cassandra. How you doing? Thank you for the call. Your thoughts?
Hi, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, I have been reading a few articles on the Brown ruling. And what really intrigues me as an educator is the mass layoff of black teachers after the Brown ruling. Before Brown, there were around 90,000 black educators. And then after the court ruling, that the number of black teachers was reduced to around 40,000. So we lost 50% of black educators after the Brown ruling. And what really the question before us today is this. We know the research has shown that when black children have exposure to a black teacher during the K-12 years, they are more likely to complete and receive a high school diploma, and they are more likely to attend and complete college as well. So that research is quite conclusive. However, we have laws on the books that prevent us from hiring black teachers because, you know, it's considered reverse discrimination against whites. And this is where I fought our civil rights leaders, and that is, there has to be an innovative way of getting more black educators in the classroom, or in my opinion, redrawing the district lines, one in which the black community could take control of their neighborhood schools and employ the teachers that they need to educate the children so they receive the skills that they need to be successful, because the current system, it's just not working for some students, not for all, but there are some black communities, particularly in the urban areas, where they're not receiving the funding. The teachers who are coming into those schools, they don't have the skills to teach those students. Many of those teachers, they really don't have the passion or the calling to teach them. If many of them, they are just there to gain experience and then to move on to another school district. So
Cassandra, let me say this to you, because it's very interesting what you just said, because one of the things that happened once I left the all black reality from kindergarten to sixth grade, where I had all black teachers, and I wound up going to, again, over 95% white reality, I didn't get the same kind of, you know, education. Because the teachers in the predominantly white school that I went to did not take it as personally as those black teachers who knew the history of our nation and the importance of black children being educated more so, and they took that upon themselves. Is that what you're referring to?
Well, you know, I can't say with a broad stroke that all white
I'm not saying I didn't say all, and I'm not trying to get you to say all. I'm talking about my experience in my life, and we're talking about 1969, and we were still coming out of civil rights struggles at that point in time. But go ahead.
Yes. Well, I wasn't in school during
You may have not been born. I know, but go ahead.
But what I will say is this, as an educator, from my experience as an African-American female, I have found, you know, I teach at the college level, and I cannot tell you how many black students and even Latino students, after class or after the course, they will walk up to me and say, if you had not been my teacher, I don't think I would have passed this class. And I says, well, I often tell them, well, I'm very glad that I was able to be here to provide you with that motivation to continue and to let you know that you really can do it and you belong in college. And so those are the messages that are sent out to students of color, that you're here only because of your race. You're not here because you are actually qualified and that you can compete with everyone else. And when the students leave my classroom, and I am a very demanding grader as well, they know that they can actually compete with their white peers and that they can do quality work. So I, as I stated before, there has to be a way to get more black educators into the classroom and have them take over the curriculum and really reach the students where they are.
So
I don't have all the info on how to do that.
So Cassandra, let me ask you, because again, Brown versus the Board of Education wanted to end segregated education. At the root of it, that's what it was, because education was segregated. And now, you know, you are saying, and rightfully so, I spent 12 years in the public schools, rightfully so, that there's a lack of teachers of color in urban schools all over the nation. And so you are saying we need more people of color, educators of color in those schools, which kind of takes us back to why Brown versus Board of Education was created in the first place, to, you know, not have segregated schools.
Well, you know what, Earl? Here is what I want to challenge you, and perhaps other callers can pick up on this. We never fully desegregated.
That's true.
If you read the Brown ruling, there was a poison pill in that case, it said that the country would desegregate with all due deliberate speed. In other words, the court gave the school districts and many times whites, the ability to drag their feet in integrating the schools and the teaching force. So the promise of Brown has not been fully potentialized because we are still under that mandate of all deliberate speed.
And not only has it not been realized, we're kind of reverting back to that. We have segregated schools, in public schools, and that's what we weren't talking about. Private schools, they're talking about public schools. And if you move around this nation, that's the reality. Segregated schools are the order of the day. And in this instance, though, the segregated schools are based on the fact that people who live in communities that are segregated, especially in a state like Wisconsin, you can't get away from the segregated schools because of the sheer numbers of whites as opposed to blacks.
It's true. And you know what, Earl, what I find really interesting, I don't know if you read this report about the state of Louisiana. There is a school district, I think it was the near the New Orleans area. The Supreme Court granted them permission to leave the urban school district and create their own new village. And the reason why that was done was because the whites, it was Baton Rouge. The whites in Baton Rouge wanted their own school district. And so the consequence of that means that the blacks left in the district in Baton Rouge, they are going to be poorer and they're not going to have the resources. And I think this was a test case. We're going to see more of that. We're going to see more whites who are adjacent to these urban centers. They are going to want to some way move out and take their funds with them. They were able to do it by purchasing property. Now, because everyone is so mobile, they're going to find other ways to take their money.
Hey, Professor, thank you. Thank you very much for the education this morning. 844-967-2789 is the number. Sharky, hang on. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Listening to The Shaw at WAUK, Waukesha's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to the final minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And yeah, 70 years ago today, Brown versus the Board of Education came down. And, I was a baby. I was born in 1954. And actually, I was not yet born because it was May 17th. I was born June 21st when this decision came down. But I will honestly tell you, I wouldn't change my experience for anything in the world to have lived and in the climate that I lived in, going to, from an all black reality at 12 years old to an all white one, helped shape who I am today. And I don't think I could be here sitting before you having the conversations that I have, had I not gone through that experience. It transformed who I am today. And I think it's critically important that what they were trying to make happen with Brown versus the Board of Education become a reality. Tony says, Wisconsin is changing funding of public schools from state to local funding has exacerbated the problem too. Let's go to Sharky from Racine. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing, man?
Man, good to hear you, Mr.
It's good
Ingram.
To hear your voice, man.
Yeah, likewise. And that was an interesting phone call. And I mean, here today, I just want you to know that in 1966, I was in second grade school at Walter Allen. And shortly thereafter, I lost my parents, and I was brought to the city, or actually the county of Racine on the north end. I was lucky to have an aunt and uncle to bring me through. And at that time, I was really a wet mess, but they were there working me on the farm. And one of the neatest things that happened for me in my world was my first employer unofficially was a black man with a beautiful family. His name was Brian and his beautiful wife. And they taught me how to work in construction at a very early age. And they treated me fine. They were good to me. They paid us well as other friends in the neighborhood. And we all lived together. We loved each other's homes. We traversed back and forth. And the actual father was an attorney for NAACP. And I learned a lot from him. He sat me down many, many times. His wife sat me down many, many times. And Brian, he was a couple years younger. There was every Saturday, Brian was at our kitchen table on the farm. And that whole segment, I didn't know what I was even doing, alone having people of a different color. I didn't know what that meant. I do now. And now my former and the current, I never see color. And I'm glad about that. I made mistakes, but I really, really enjoyed the experience I had with that family and the family who brought me in, near death, seriously.
Hey, Sharky, man, thank you. Thank you very much for that story. It's the main reason why we can't do away with history, right? There are those who would probably say, we don't need to know anything about Brown versus the Board of Education. That was a long time ago. Well, it was a long, 70 years is not so long ago. And as we see now, we're certainly back at that juncture where we have segregated schools. And I don't know, where that's going to ever change. If we have segregated schools and so young people don't get to meet other of contemporaries of theirs until they become adults, which is the way the system is set up now. And it's part of why we have such difficulties dealing with race in this nation. Because as young people, where we should be getting to know one another as we grow and progress, we don't have any connection at all with one another until we become adults. And then, you know, it's based on all the different things that we've heard and not the things that we were able to experience. And so many of my friends from high school, I still, you know, white friends, I'm still connected with, and from even middle school. And it kind of helped shape who I am. Segregated schools is never good in the long run for the society or for individuals. Again, and that's from somebody whose life experience was that and shaped who I am today. Anyway, thank everybody who took the time out to listen as always. Thank you, Calvin, as always. You know, thank everybody who made the show go. Thanks for taking the time out to listen. Enjoy what is going to be a great, great weekend. Up next, Matt Nair on Air with Greg Bach. I will see you guys on Monday. And the first installment of the Patriotic Millionaires on the Earl Ingram Show. In the park.
Shaw, WAUK. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll preview Sitten de Mai in Stoughton, a Norwegian fest. Also, Willie Nelson's in Madison, all that and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Ask yourself, why massage therapy? With benefits like muscle relaxation, improved circulation, tension alleviation, stress reduction, and enhanced mental focus, the answer is simple: investing in your health. Your journey to wellness begins at Fanny's Body Sculpt in New Berlin. They offer a Brazilian lymphatic drain massage to detoxify your body, reduce water inflammation and retention, as well as shape your silhouette. Perfect for prenatal, postpartum, and more. Take the first step to a better you. Call 414-499-6308 today.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.